We've become a society that disposes of its trash all too freely, turning the world into a mess that future generations will struggle to clean up. On Maui, The Art of Trash is an annual 3-week art exhibit showcasing works made out of materials that would ordinarily be discarded. And it's amazing to see just how exciting the results can be. Wilma Nakamura is the founder of Sharing Aloha, one of the sponsoring organizations for Maui Art of Trash, and she's on the line with us now. Thanks for joining us, Wilma.
Thanks for having me.
Well, sure. This is it seems to get bigger every year. Is that what's been happening this year?
Yes. We have, I think Facebook is absolutely amazing. We used to do it by paper, you know, and the results are way better with Facebook. So, yeah, we hardly do any kind of paper advertising anymore. It's everything online.
It's a social media world, isn't it, Wilma?
I know. Crazy.
Well, we might as well turn it to our advantage, right? How many artists have you got participating this year?
Well, we have 65 pieces, but some of the artists have more than one, and so I would say we have about 50 artists participating.
Well, that's pretty impressive, I would think. And I've seen
every year, you know, it's a different group. It's not the same old, same old.
Well, so you just let them throw through Facebook, and then what? They submit their work to you, and do you have a judge and jury for this?
We do have a juror. Judy Bruder this year was the sole juror, and she looked at all of the pieces and elected, you know, 65 pieces. And yeah, really exciting, very, very innovative show. And they're really made of trash, you know, plastic found in the ocean, old things that don't work, old popcorn poppers or hot water appliances and, you know, things like that, old broken windshield wipers. So they're given another life, and unless you're looking very closely, you wouldn't know what they were. So, yeah, really gives other people ideas too of what they can do.
I would think that each year's event would build on the previous year in terms of making people think, oh yeah, we can actually do that. And well, for example, Wilma, I'm looking at a bufo that consists of two old rusted, looks like two rusted wheelbarrows piled one on top of the other, with eyes and little bufo feet. It's really kind of impressive.
I know, and didn't it take you a while to figure out they were wheelbarrows?
It did. It didn't, but I knew it was a bufo right away. So you know what does that tell you? It's really an effective and.
But, yeah, you know, when she's during the show, she's also looking for the transformation of material. So when you look at it, if you see two wheelbarrows first, that kind of isn't, you know, a successful piece as much as what you saw first was a bufo. And, yeah, it rusted in the right places, too.
I'm really not sure how the artists created the legs and the feet, but it's remarkably effective. It looks like it's ready to jump out at you.
Yeah, and the eyes, I think the eyes lit up. It went on and off, you know. It was kind of hilarious.
Oh, that's terrific.
Yeah, now, you see, that guy has not entered again. So, you know, the group changes. Somebody will come up with a brilliant idea, and then we think, oh, you know, this is, he'll come back. No, haven't seen them again. But, which is exciting for me because I see completely new blood a lot of times. So.
Well, that the bufo artist may just have gone on to international success because... I see a lot of work, you know, at the Whitney Biennale that looks as if it's made of trash anyway. It's almost a new genre within the world of art.
Yeah, you know, cheap material. So, and in Hawaii, that's how you know you have a sense of place with this show, because so much of the pieces are made from beach trash, you know.
Sure.
Plastic, yeah, sure. Floating in the water, so...
Do you see this event kind of expanding awareness of recycling and the need to do something about the things we discard?
I don't know about recycling. I think that more people are the audience that I see, and that, you know, the audience that want to come up and tell me about what they're doing with their so-called trash. I think it builds, as you say. And, you know, it's giving other, I think it gives permission to other people, you know, like your grandfather was probably making something that you thought, oh, please, just throw that away, you know.
But it's a different mentality, Wilma. Thanks very much for talking with us. Wilma Nakamura is the founder of Sharing Aloha, one of the sponsoring organizations for Maui Art of Trash, which opens tonight at 6 p.m. at Maui Mall Center Stage in Kahului.